Hello again, everybody, back with another video. This time I'm going to cover a video that was shot by David of the Wide Awake channel, and absolutely fantastic nighttime footage. I've called it globe-shattering observations, and it truly is. So I've done the analysis for it. I will include some of David's original video. So firstly, let's just have a quick summary that the Crystal River Power Plant, Florida, was observed from 27.6 miles away, a viewing height of 29 inches and 4 inches above sea level. So as low as you possibly get before you wreck your camera. So absolutely amazing footage. So firstly, I'll let David explain exactly where he is, with a little bit of help, some imagery from me. Then we'll look at the distance involved and the location, exact location where David is. And then we'll get into the video, and I'll come back with more comments and analysis after that.
Okay, one of the other things is I wanted to make sure that I showed that I was at Pine Island here. Kind of hard to tell with. That's the observation deck. This is a little kayak or boat, little ramp here. There's my camera. And again, there's the pavilions, the bathroom, parking lots out there on the other side of those lights. Okay, randomly I was just moving around the horizon, just taking pictures. You may want to pause it here and there. But I was taking shorter exposures with this much light, otherwise it's just too much light. And you'll have to learn to work your the amount of time that you expose do the exposures and try to get the best exposures, and you'll see where some of them have a little more light than others because I gave them another second or half a second longer. And just it does highlight things and brings things out a little bit better. And this is what I really look at these pictures and I say, wow, it blows my mind that I'm able to zoom out and not even at full zoom and catch these boats way out there on the horizon and even some of the bird racks. Later on, I take the camera and I do move it, but I want to show that, I wanted to show there that my camera hadn't moved. I kept it at the same spot while taking all these pictures right here. How much of this area do you think I should see? Being that I'm still at the 2 feet, tide did go out a few inches, so yes, there very well could be a couple more inches that you could add on to it, but I'm pretty happy with just knowing that I try to be as honest as I can about the camera height. I don't always have a tape measure there. And that was really a really long exposure there. So is this. And as it gets darker, you may find yourself doing a longer exposures. And look at that light coming way out from out in the distance. Its light trails all the way right up to me, just like sunlight does. Very interesting. Shows me that there's no curvature there. Otherwise, that light would be blocked off. Also, that light's probably just a few feet above the water anyhow. I don't believe that was a huge boat out there. I think it was a mullet boat, and they usually have bright lights on their boat, shooting out so they can gig their mullet.
Okay, I'm attempting to take a picture of the Crystal River power plant here with a long exposure, about 28 inches above sea level. This setting does is it does do an hour and 50 minutes, and it gives you a couple of pictures instead of just a bunch of pictures. It overlaps and overlaps and overlaps them, just keeps stacking them on top of each other. And look at there, I'm not even fully zoomed in either. All right, I'm gonna stop it. I'm gonna shut my camera off, and I'm gonna do a bunch of just long exposures on it right now. I had my camera reversed. There it is. Look at that. That's the Crystal River power plant. And water rolling up to the shore here. And tide is slowly going out. Whoa, that is some picture there. Look at that. That is amazing. And I don't even think I'm fully zoomed in on it. A lot of times it's hard for it to focus in this short time that the picture pops up. Bam, look at that. Wow.
I put out these videos, and this again is at 28 inches, maybe 30 inches if you want to add on a couple, just because I was a little above the water. But I get brave right here at the very end, and my battery was running low, so I wanted to get out of there. The bugs were biting, so I did a couple more pictures at a much lower perspective and then got the heck out. All right, check out this.
Okay, now we're getting real serious. Okay, I got this thing right at water level. Yeah, I can't get it much lower than this, otherwise my camera would be in the water. And I got my... And there it is. I don't even have it on full zoom yet. Let me turn that light on. There it was. I'm going to zoom in a little bit more. I think I got a little more zoom on it. There it is. Look at that. Look at that. All right. Let me shut her down. Look at that. There's the Crystal River power plant. This is it. Ground level. And like I said, I can't get no lower than this. I am right in the freaking water practically. I got it sitting on a tablet here. There it is. Look at that. All right. I'm done. I think I kicked the globe in the ass tonight.
All right, as you can see, there is some land and some mangroves out there that do block you out from the horizon, and I'm saying that part at the bottom where the trees and mangroves are blocking out the rest of the bottom end of those power plants. If it wasn't for that, you'd probably see the entire thing except for the bottom end of it would probably have some compression to it. Again, I wanted to save the best for last, and I don't think I could get any lower than what I did. Again, thanks for watching. and appreciate it.
Right, some amazing footage there of the power plant from a massive 27.6 miles. So fantastic level earth photography from David of Wide Awake Channel. So let's just take a look at this power station. Now this isn't quite the angle, because in David's view, these two chimneys were basically overlapping. But we can see this main stack for units 4 and 5. And I'll just explain that. So this is the new stack for units 4 and 5. This is the duct to the stack, which you can see in David's video. These are the old disused stacks for units 4 and 5. This is the windows and glass of the generation system, and these are the cooling towers. Okay, so I've also managed to find a nighttime shot. This is clearly from a very similar angle, because these chimneys are overlapping. And we've got this main chimney here, which you can see is in use, and the two lines of lights that David shot. And what I've done is I've created a comparison image that we'll look at David's image against at night, which is a zoomed in section of that power plant. I've also found a daytime image of the power plant, again from a very similar angle to David's, with the overlapping old chimneys. And I've generated a comparison image that we can use to compare against the images that David's actually got. Okay, so let's have a look at the stack heights of the power station. So this is from an old memo that I found, but dating back to 2009, and I think it was to do with some environmental testing. But you can see clearly here that the old unit 5 stack, which is the same as the old unit 4 stack, the stack height is 598 feet. And if anybody wants to check that up, I've put the URL or the link that you can search for to check that up. And this is to confirm the height of the new 4 and 5 stack. And all you really need to do is a lot of blurb here, but at the bottom you can see it's 550 feet tall. So I've just pulled that text out and explained it here. So we've got 550 feet from ground level, and the other chimney was 598 feet, or chimneys. So this is just to summarize it. So I've worked out the height of this based on the image ratio. That's that duct that feeds the stack is around 120 feet up. Total height to the top of these old chimneys is 598, and the total height of this stack is 550. And this was clearly visible in the Wide Awake image. So total height of stacks above sea level. First, I'll do a little bit of analysis of the ground height above sea level based on Google Earth. So we'll just play a little video there. So as you can see in that little red box at the bottom right is the height, and it's around about 10 feet on average. So I'm going to use 10 feet. Okay, so in summary, we've got this new common stack is the 550 plus 10 for the height of the ground above sea level, so 560 feet. These two chimneys are the 598 plus 10, which is 608 feet above sea level. And based on image ratio, just by measuring these on the screen, these cooling towers are around about 450 feet high. So confirm that. So those are the heights. So struggle to argue against those. Anybody will struggle, because I've found the original references. So let's have a look at the curvature loss. This is for the 29 inch observation, or 2.4 feet. And this is the distance, 27.6. This is my calculator, which is just purely based on circles, geometry, trigonometry, Pythagorean theorem. And for these values of 2.4 feet and 27.6 miles, we've got an horizon at 1.9 miles. We've got 440.5 feet of height hidden below the horizon. So certainly already we shouldn't be seeing, or hardly anything, of cooling towers. But so that's that. And just for a cross check, this is the Earth curve calculator that you can find online. The link's there. And as you can see, I've put in the observation height 2.4 feet, distance 27.6 miles, and we've got our 440.5 feet and the horizon at 1.9. So spot on. So that's two sources. So the 440 feet is confirmed. Okay, so just a view to what Wide Awake should see, just in comparison, there's the power station, there's his camera, this is his line of sight, this is the horizon to the center, so they're perpendicular to the center of the ball Earth of radius 3959. Nothing should be visible below the line there. And we've got 1.9 miles to the horizon, and we've got 27.6 miles to the power station, and we've got 440 feet hidden behind the curve from the horizon. Fairly straightforward stuff there. So let's take a look now at Wide Awake's images from that video. This is one from 29 inches. Now, these two sets of light, especially this one here, are very, very significant, as we'll see. And it helps us to understand what's happening with the images. Without that, this proof of level Earth wouldn't be half as good as it turns out to be, which is excellent. So I've brightened that image up so you can see the cooling towers here. You can see the main building lights here. These are the two disused stacks, and this is the new stack. So, but we've also got trees obscuring the view. These aren't by the power station, these are before it, so you probably would be able to see all the power station if it wasn't for the mangroves and that crop of land that's between where a wide awake is and the power station itself. So I'm saying that you could probably see all of that. And this here is very significant because this is the duct that's going to the new stack, and it all looks a little bit squashed, I know, and we will look at that when we do the image comparison. Here's another image. So as you can see quite clearly here, there are trees and maybe a bit of land way before the power station obscuring all the view. But it's looking pretty much like most of the power stations there. So we'll do a little bit of image comparison now. So that nighttime reference I showed, I'm going to compare Wide Awake's image against that nighttime reference. So let's just draw some lines in so that we can actually see the edge of the power station, cooling towers, the center between the two stacks here, and I've drawn one through these lights on the common new units 4 and 5 stack. And you can see in this foreground we've got a lot of obstruction to the image behind. So take that away and you can imagine you would see the whole power station. If we actually pull up the reference image, so I'll slide that up now. Here's the reference image. You can see, looking where those two lines on the stack on the right are, that we've got a massive amount of compression in this image. But you can see we've clearly got those two lines of lights in. Now, that bottom set should be well obscured with 450 feet of curvature missing, due to curvature. But you can see these stacks here, there's a massive amount. There's also a lot of trees in this one obscuring the plant too. But look at the compression. Yeah, so a massive amount. If I move it to the side, you can see how much compression there is on that image, but we're still seeing nearly all of the power station. So let's move that one out of the way and let's bring down an image that I've actually compressed. So all I've done is left the horizontal aspect the same and I've shrunk the vertical aspect until we match the heights, and watch this. See? Those lights there match now. Look how compressed that image really is. The difference could be that there's a greater obstruction on this due to that mangrove swamp or whatever's in the way there. But we've got virtually all the power station there. But we've clearly got image compression. So let's now take a look at a comparison for the daytime image and see if we can see a similar thing there. Okay, so let's bring up the full size image and see what we get there. So here we go. Again, look, we've got that massive amount of compression, but a lot of the image is probably there. So see how much compression, about half the image size. Bear in mind those lights on the previous one confirm we were seeing most of the stack. So what I've done here is I've compressed the vertical aspect again. So now we've got the same size and we've virtually got exactly the same amount of power station. So what we're showing here is that David is seeing virtually all the power station. There may be a little bit more obscured because of the trees that are closer to him, but we've virtually got all the power station. So absolutely fantastic imagery there. Right, so we've seen that we've got most of the power station there, if not all of it there. And let's have a look at what we would see if we truly did live on a ball of radius 3,959 miles. So there's the 440 line, there's the 608 feet taller stack, and this is what David would see if we lived on a ball and he was 29 inches above the water, taking a photograph of the power station from 27.6 miles away. So clearly we don't live on a ball. So fantastic imagery from David there. But he hasn't finished at that. We've got these two images here. We've got the 4-inch image that he took and the 29-inch image. So you can still see here the cooling towers, this stack, the tall disused stacks, and we've got this stack here. So if we look now at doing some image comparison, let's put some lines in so we can align the images. So this is the 4-inch image, moving it down, put it by the side, and look what we've got. We've got more image compression, but all the power station is there. See where the two lines are here on this stack on the right hand side? It's all there. It's just compress more. So we've got image compression. But for anybody saying you need to get lower, you need to get lower, well, David's done just that. And he's shown that he can get all the power station from 4 inches above. So absolutely fantastic proof of level Earth here, David. So thank you. Okay, so looking at the curvature loss, 0.3333 feet, which is 4 inches, 27.6 miles. We've got a horizon now at 0.7 miles. And we've got a massive curvature loss or height hidden below the horizon of 482 feet. What a massive amount. And what does that mean? Let's go back to our diagram. So there's the tall chimney, 608 feet above sea level. And let's have a look at where the 482 feet. So it's way above the cooling towers and virtually nearly all the new chimney should be hidden. Certainly shouldn't be too well. The second row of light towards the bottom missing. So again, from 4 inches, from 27.6 miles, we clearly do not live on a ball. Just a few final words again to thank David for his excellent contributions to proving that we live on a level plane, a level Earth. I'm really sorry that you're going to stop making videos, but I do understand your position with your business and also the position with having very few views, lots of shill attacks, when at the same time some of the major shill channels are putting up fuzzy images of images appearing to be missing over the horizon, claiming that's curvature and getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views. It isn't a level playing field. I'm sorry you've been virtually hounded off by YouTube, your channel's been suppressed, but you've left a great legacy, and me personally, you've helped a lot in understanding what we're looking at. So big, big thank you, David. As I said, the original video can be found with a link in the description. So from me, it's goodbye, and thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and also the Earth is level, folks.